4QLG, KO4NUE. 4QLG, KO4NUE. NUE, no contact. I'm mobile.
Well, Mr. KO4NUE, good morning, Chad. Where are you off mobile to? KA3JCA with KA4JCA.
Good morning, Miss Sally. How are you? Second of all is, I assume both of you may be drinking coffee this morning, sitting around the radio, which is kind of what me and Anna do. So if that's happening, it is a pleasure to be in your morning with you. So me and Anna laugh and say, we're having our coffee with Patrick and Richard. So good morning, Miss Sally. How are you, ma'am?
She's good there, Chad. We like to drink our coffee together. I don't think Patrick drinks coffee, though.
No, I mean via radio. So me and Anna sit in the ham shack and listen to the radio in the mornings while we drink our coffee. So we always laugh and say, it's me and Anna's coffee time with Patrick and Ken and whoever else may be on the radio. That's kind of what I meant.
I agree with that there. Yeah, we actually slept in this morning, so we're getting up here. I'm getting Sally to see if she'll make me a pot of coffee or a cup of coffee. I'm not sure which one I want to do yet, but I've got to get past the part because she keeps telling me it's my job because it's in the Bible that said Hebrews.
Right. Well, you better. You might as well just go and get at it, Richard. That's all I can tell you.
Just said the same thing. Okay, listen, I wanted to let you know that I requested for myself a TGIF talk group for DMR. That since they have plenty of numbers available right now, but I requested a 533-68 number, which is the call letters for the K3DOV club. But also, Sally and another lady in North Carolina, they're going to have a Women's Christian Fellowship network on the DMR that they're going to do, and we requested a talk group for that specific topic, and they approved it. So as soon as we get things going, I'll let you guys know.
Please do. And on the DMR topic, I know this can be a touchy subject, but just consider, would you consider maybe a Zoom class one day after, you know, probably February, and just give the club members that are interested a general overview of DMR. And I got to sit down with Jerry here pretty soon and let him teach me what you've taught him about it so I can operate as I should on DMR.
You have to ask. There, Sally goes, of course he will. Actually, I've got to get with Patrick. Bob has asked us to do a DMR class for a bunch of people, I guess, for the club up there. So Patrick and I are going to work on some stuff, and then we're going to do a Zoom meeting for them, and then he's going to go in person, but I'll be there to help answer the more sophisticated, difficult questions that he's still not familiar with yet.
That club is, they're pretty active in DXing, and so I suspect some of those questions will be pretty good questions. So at any rate, keep us in mind, please, and we'd love to have you explain to the club members exactly what that is and what it's used for, including myself.
ND7J Mobile.
Go ahead, Bob. KA3JCA.
Good morning, Bob. KO4NUE.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, I just heard you talking, and I think DMR presentation would be great, and it sounds like Patrick has talked to Richard a little bit So we'll get together here. Maybe we, the three of us, can have a Zoom meeting here in the next few days, and then kind of figure out how to put this together for the EXA.
That sounds good, because I talked to Patrick about it just briefly. I asked him how much time frame, if it was like a 30-minute time window that you wanted us to keep it to. I told him that I wanted to, we should keep it very basic at first to just introduce them to DMR, what DMR is, what people can do with DMR, the different networks that are out there, and so forth like that. So he said, yeah. I know Patrick works pretty much during the day, so I could do Zoom meetings in the evening, except for Friday nights when I have the net that I do, and then as long as it's not the second Monday of the month, for ThermalBeltNet that I run, and also the first Monday for the Breyers Club meeting.
Hey, but just to give you a little insight, yeah, it sounds like something about 30 minutes. I mean, you know, we're not going to have a stopwatch, so, you know, 25, 35 minutes, whatever. The basics of DMR, what it is, how you blah, 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 and maybe the equipment you need to get started is probably what we're looking for. Because I think once people get started in something, whether it's DMR or FDA or whatever, once they get the basics is getting points, then they meet people and they learn from there. So I think a good beginner's show me what it's all about type thing, about 30 minutes, something like that.
It'll work out fantastic. That's what Patrick and I talked about. So, yeah, we'll get together, kind of put together, and we might even have something thrown together beforehand. I know I'm not going to say that I'm partial to an Anytone radio. That's what I have. But there's Anytone, TYT, some other radios. And I'm just not familiar with the code plugs for the other versions. But we'll cover that and let people know so they can decide. Because there's various radios out there. Just you have to have access to the software. Motorola has specific software they use, I guess. So, but yep, it can be done.
Well, that's fine. Now, Patrick indicated that he did not have PowerPoint. I don't know if you do or not. I have PowerPoint. And I thought if need be, you guys can give me the information that you want me in there, and I can put it together in a presentation form that could actually be uploaded to the internet as a YouTube video if you wanted. It could be used for many presentations if you're interested in doing something like that.
I don't know if I told Patrick. I do have PowerPoint, so if that's the issue, I could actually work on it. Because he's out of the truck during the day, so I could put together the presentation and forward it up to you. That way you could play it, and we could put speaker notes in there, and he could kind of go over the speaker notes.
The place that we have the meeting has internet access, so you know, we can actually, if need be, do a Zoom meeting between you and, say, me or whoever. At the meeting that you could field some questions via Zoom. And we've done this before. We had Michael from Club did a meeting for us. So, I mean, there's lots of ways that we could figure it out.
Last question. How basic do you want me to get? Do you want me to go to the beginning, basically, where they talk about TDMA and the two time slots, and basically with digital format, they have the capabilities of having two conversations on one frequency where, you know, analog is 25 kilohertz and digital is basically two channels at 12.5 kilohertz. Do you want me to get down that specific for the beginners?
Well, honestly, answer that. I am a total, absolute 100% novice beginner. I know nothing about DMR. Zero zip. So I'm going to be one of those people there that are going to want to, you know, learn about it a little bit. I'm not sure it's something that I'm going to jump into and go out and buy a radio for. But on the other hand, you never know. I'm always looking for new projects.
Patrick has a radio. He has a hotspot. I have a hotspot. at a radio, at a mobile. I'll take some pictures and send you some of that stuff. You know, like I said, I'll include it in the PowerPoint. All right, now that'll give me something to work on this week. Did you give him, or did he choose a date that he wanted to do it yet?
Lee Fulman. We always meet on the third Thursday of every month at Meatloaf and Greer. So the date at 6 p.m. So the date is absolutely open. We, you know, obviously we've got a meeting coming up this Thursday. Of course, anybody wants to come, they're welcome. The next meeting, I'm sure we won't be doing it this Thursday. That's going to be too soon. But February, March, you know, whenever.
I'll get to work on it this week, then.
All right. Yeah, we've got a projector and a screen. We can set that up so that when Patrick does the presentation, he'll have that. And we can also set up a laptop, a second laptop, hooked to the internet to do a Zoom meeting with you. So, all right, I'll let you guys get back at it. Thanks for letting me jump in, and we'll catch you all later. November Delta 7 Japan.
Have a good day. KO4 NUE.
3JCA. So, okay. So that sounds like the same thing that you want to do too, Chad. Yeah, we could get that going.
That would be beneficial because I know nothing about DMR, and I know I have a couple of club members that would like to know, you know, kind of that basic. How does DMR work on the frequency level? So with that, that's kind of that. But anyway, gonna let you know also that we went to the Greenwood Ham Fest yesterday, and that was quite interesting. I bought a whole bunch of junk, you know how that goes.
Yeah, if I would not have been sick yesterday, I've been sick for the last couple of days, and I think it's more of the flu, thank God. I don't have a COVID test. I don't think it's COVID, but I feel like I ran over by a Mack truck, but, so I'm feeling a lot better today, but I would have loved to have gone.
Well, I'm headed up to the deer camp. I'll spend the night up here and kind of maybe relax a little bit. Got Casey in the car with me, the truck. And enjoyed the day and probably spend the night too. So anyway, with that, Richard, I hope you and Miss Sally enjoy your coffee this morning and appreciate y'all letting me ride along with you. But I'm going to duck on out just in case anybody else wants the frequencies. KO4 NUE 73, Richard, I'm clear.
Well, say good morning to Miss Anna for us, please, and you guys enjoy that coffee and that ride. I'm going to get my coffee now, and we'll clear up the frequency in case anybody else wants to give us a shout. KA3JCA is clear with KO4NUE.